I'm Stacey Dohan Lane with Visit Cape, here with your weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. Southeast Missouri native Maggie Thorne takes the stage at Tunes at Twilight this Friday at 7 p.m. at this free outdoor concert series on the lawn of the Common Pleas Courthouse gazebo. Constructed during the beginning of the Civil War in the summer of 1861, Fort Dee is the only remaining out of four forts that once protected the city of Cape Girardeau from Confederate attack. You can experience Fort Dee come to life with cannon fire, rifle demonstrations, and hoop-skirted reenactors at Memorial Day at Fort Dee on May 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Speaking of stepping back in time at Memorial Day at Fort Dee, attention history buffs in need of a getaway. Experience Cape Girardeau's rich history at one of the many historic sites, museums, and attractions, several opening up again for the spring and summer in Cape Girardeau. Kick off your weekend with a tour of Bollinger Mill State Historic Site, where you can walk across one of the only four remaining covered bridges in the state of Missouri that stretches across the Whitewater River. Step inside the heavy, hand-carved doors of Old St. Vincent's Church and learn about the unique architecture and spiritual significance of this majestic church. Just down the street from Old St. Vincent's is Crisp Museum, with several collections of prehistoric Native American artifacts, as well as exhibits detailing life along the river through the years. See what the life of a well-to-do Cape Girardeau merchant during the turn of the century was like at the Glen House. This handsomely restored Victorian home is filled with period furnishings and the latest and greatest in Victorian tech. Get the full scoop on all of these events and more at visitcape.com/events. I'm Stacey Dohan Lane. Thank you for joining us for All About Cape.